Hey everybody, this is Anna Sisk. How are you guys doing today? Happy Monday. I hope you guys are doing amazing. If you don't know who I am an entrepreneur in the network marketing space. I like to talk about business, life, and mindset. And today I'm going to talk about life. I'm going to talk about something that I've been actually debating. I've been wrestling with this idea to talk about this, okay? I'm like, do I really want to talk about this? Do I really want to bring this up? But something's tugging at my heartstrings. Something's really tugging at my heartstrings, probably God. And you know what I'm saying? I know that I've, you know, been wanting to tell people my story about this, but it's been a little bit hard to do because it's just something that I didn't really want to talk about, really. And the reason why is because it's just personal, it's private. And, you know, going too deep into my childhood, into things that I've gone through is really difficult sometimes for me to talk about. But I know the more I talk about these things is I'm going to help somebody. The reason is I'm going to help a lot of people. I'm going to help people break free from, you know, their way of thinking, their way of looking at things. You know what I'm saying? I open the eyes of many. And a lot of people are, you know, they're not even ready. But when they hear me, they're like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? It just awakens something inside of them. But I'm telling you, it's powerful to have this platform. It's powerful because, you know, you can help so many people. And so I do want to help people. I do. And that's always been my intentions. But, you know, talking about my personal life sometimes can be very, very difficult for me to talk about because I don't like to think about those things. I don't like to think about the past. You know, the past is the past and you have to let it go sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But I know that I have to help people in the process. So that's why I have to talk about this. Now, I do want you guys to share this podcast because it's going to be for a lot, for everybody pretty much. You know, not just for a particular group, but for every single body. Okay? Now, I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with the media in regards to the Carly Russell story, in regards to the girl that went missing. She actually was driving home from work and she saw a child on the side of the road. She stopped to try to help the child. She called 911 and called her family. As she was doing that, all of a sudden they heard her screaming and then the call dropped. So then she went missing for about a week and basically every social media outlet was looking for her. Everybody was putting out her story. I was sharing it on social media. People were sharing it and sharing it and sharing it. So it reached a lot of people and then got a lot of attention. Now, in the process of this, she actually came back to her doorstep yesterday alive. Okay. And this is very rare, I'm telling you, for a person to be abducted or kidnapped or to be alive. You know, usually you hear stories about people passing and people, they find people's body and all that stuff. You hear about it all the time, right? So this is a rare case, but I think that she fought her way, from what I heard. She fought her way back home. But I also believe that these people that had her realized that she was going to be found whether they liked it or not. Because when I tell you that social media is powerful, it is powerful, okay? Powerful. Because I've never seen people find someone or find something out about someone than I have on social media. People will find people if they're looking for them, okay? It's like crazy. They're better than the FBI, CIA, okay, from what I've seen. And it's amazing how when people get together, you know what I'm saying? They're a force to be reckoned with. But let me tell you, she came back and, you know, we haven't heard her full story of what happened. And I'm sure she's not ready to tell the story yet because probably she went through a traumatizing experience. So I can only imagine her story when she is ready to share it with the world. But let me tell you, I'm sure it was hard for her. But that's just one case. One woman, okay? We have so many people right now. If you haven't seen the movie, The Sound of Freedom, excuse me, you need to go see it. You need to go see that movie. It's called The Sound of Freedom. It was released on July 4th. It's with Jim Caviezel. He played Jesus Christ in the Passion of the Christ, the Mel Gibson movie. And he is in this movie, and they're trying to raise awareness for human trafficking, okay, and child trafficking. Now, why do I care, right? Why am I telling you this on this channel? Why do I care, and why am I so concerned? You guys are probably wondering. Well, I have a personal story with this. This happened to me as a child. So I am one of the children. You see what I'm saying? So for me to share this story with you guys is something that I've been debating, and I haven't wanted to share because it's very hard to talk about this. Because, you know what I'm saying, my life and my whole everything that's happened to me could have been totally different than where I am now. And I know how lucky I am and how blessed I am to have this opportunity to be the voice for those children. Okay? I am the voice. I am those children. I am the voice. So because that was bestowed on me, I have no choice but to share and to talk about it. But I really want you guys to go see that movie, okay? It's very, very important for you to go see it. But let me talk to you about my story. Let me go into it because I know you guys probably want to know. Now, I'm an immigrant. I came to the United States as an illegal immigrant, like so many of my people. I am of Mexican descent. That is my ethnicity. My parents, you know, wanted a better quality of life for me. So, of course, you know, my father came here 2 years prior to me and my mom coming. And he worked and he, you know, helped my mom get some money so we could buy our ticket back here. But my mom worked her butt off back in Mexico so she could bring us here. Because she had to pay two passages for me and her. As we're crossing the border and we get closer to the border, my mom noticed I went missing. She noticed that she was looking for me, and she, within a matter of minutes, she couldn't find me. My mom had asked them, you know, like, where's my daughter? You know, what did you guys do with her, basically? And they told my mom that, you know, I couldn't cross the border with her. That my mom had to do it alone and that she would have to come back for me. So my mom was livid, but she couldn't do nothing about it. She was by herself. So then my mom, of course, crossed the border, went and got my dad and my aunt and my family that was already here in the United States. Now, my mom's sister was married, you know what I'm saying, to my uncle. And my uncle's brother was part of a very well-known cartel. So because my uncle's brother was a person to be feared, they went and got me. They basically went to the traffickers and they went and told them that they had to release me because, you know, if they didn't, they were going to see consequences. And because of their fear of those consequences, they let me go. Now, like I said, you know, this doesn't happen every day. You know, people just don't release children when they have them, you know, in their possession. Okay. So I could have been one of those children that they sold. I could have been one of those children that were lost, that didn't have a voice, that, you know what I'm saying? And so I am the voice for all those children. I am that person. I'm one of them. So I feel like it is my duty to raise this awareness. And when this movie came out, The Sound of Freedom, I was like, you know, it's crazy because and I don't want to cry. But I am one of those children. I am one of them. And because I was in the possession of these people for a couple days, I had some trauma to me because I've had trust issues my whole life because of it. I've had trust issues with trusting people, with believing in people. And it's something that I'm still healing from, because I can't say that I'm completely healed from that, because I'm not. But, you know, that was the first time, you know, I experienced fear as a child. But the second time was when I was 8 years old. I was walking home from school. And it was four of my friends and we were walking home. And as we're walking home, this guy pulls up in a white van, or these guys, should I say, there was more than one, there was three of them. And the guy, he pulls the door open and tries to pull my friend in. I was like second to the end and she was on the end. Because she had really long hair, like I grabbed her by the hair and she grabbed me and she was holding on to me and I was holding on, trying to hold on to her. As the guy is trying to pull her in the van, I'm like socking him in the arm, okay? And it was adrenaline, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, you know, like she can't have her. In my mind, I was thinking to myself, this guy cannot have my friend. So she's pulling me with her. And so he's kind of pulling both of us. And so I almost went in the van with her, you know what I'm saying? But because we were strong and there was four of us, we were all pulling each other. And so then we were screaming. And then by the time everybody noticed that, you know, this was happening, they were screaming and they were telling him, hey, you know, what are you doing? And so then he let her go and then they just took off. And so that was my second encounter with, you know, that kind of thing. So can you imagine, you know what I'm saying? Again, traumatized. So see, now you understand why I have trust issues, right? But I mean, it's like crazy. And then, of course, you know, the third time that I experienced, you know, this kind of thing is I had people follow me in a store. And this had happened actually about 2 years ago. I had this gentleman, he was following me in the store and I was like trying to, you know, ditch him because I was like, well, what's he doing? And what's this guy doing? Just following me? So I was like, you know, is it in my head or is this really happening? So I kind of was like, okay, I'm going to test him. I'm going to go in the makeup aisle and I'm going to see if he follows me over there. Well, sure enough, he did. He was right behind me. And so then I got really angry because, see, that's what happens to me when I get upset. You know, I don't usually cry. That's not, right now I'm shedding some tears, but trust me when I tell you, in the heat of the moment, I get really pissed off. And so I got really angry and I turned around and I looked at him and I said, excuse my French, guys, I don't mean to curse, but I told him, what the F are you doing? You know, what are you doing? Why are you effing following me? You know? And so then he looks at me and he's like he didn't know what to say because I went off on him. And so then I'm like, and I told him, like, I know what you're trying to do. I said, you know, if you're trying to kidnap me or take me or whatever you're trying to do, I said, let me tell you something. I've already ran into this problem before. I said, and I'm ready. So if I were you, I'm not the one, I told him. So you better just walk away and leave me the fuck alone. And so then he was with another woman, like she was way down there and she was an older woman. And she came like when she heard me yelling at him and she looked at him and she says, no, not this one. And I was like, oh, heck no. Like, these people really tried to take me. Like, are they trying to kidnap me? Like, are you serious? So anyway, so I got really angry, like I said. So then I told the store and I told the cashier and then the cashier told the security guard. The security guard escorted me out of the store. But I was like, you know, just done with all that. You know what I'm saying? I had already encountered so many things in my childhood. I was like, you know, really? But this is the world we live in. We cannot sit here and think that, you know, this can't happen to us or any of us, especially, you know, your girlfriends, your wives, your sisters, your mothers, your daughters. You know, you guys really have to understand that there's predators out here, that there's people that are preying on people's weaknesses or misfortune as far as not seeing, you know, what's around them and not paying attention to their surroundings. And a lot of people are very trusting. You know, I was actually, you know, following this girl, you know, on social media, and I saw that she posted where she was yesterday. Like, she literally put on there her location, her geolocation of where she was. And to me, I'm like, how is it that you guys trust people so much to let them know exactly where you are? And it just makes me understand that, you know, I need to talk to you women right now and tell you, stop doing that. Stop telling people where you are. Like, why are you telling people what restaurant you are at that time? I can understand telling them after you leave. But why are you telling them your geolocation of where you are? You people tell too much. And that's what makes it easy for these people to come and get you. And so you have to pay attention to those things. And I mean, I understand you guys want to share, right? Like where you're eating, where you're going, you know what I'm saying? But be a little discreet is what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't live in a world where, you know what I'm saying? This is real. This has happened to me on so many occasions. I cannot just sit here and not say something. You see what I'm saying? And I know that everybody probably in my family's going to hear this and say, Anna, why did you tell everybody? You shouldn't have said that. You know, but you know what? They can't shut my voice. You see what I'm saying? My family, you know what I'm saying? They can say what they want to say, but I don't listen to them. They should know by now. You know what I'm saying? But for me to tell people this is because I care about you. I'm concerned for you. All right. And a lot of you, you know, back to school's going to come back, right? You guys are going to put your kids back in school, send them off, and still trust the fact that they walk home and from school and to school. You know, you guys, I see little kids with backpacks, you know what I'm saying, walking to school, and they're tiny little 5-year-olds. And I'm like, where's the parents? These little kids are just walking by themselves in the morning or after school. And I'm like, where are the mom and dads? And I know you guys work hard. And I'm with you on that, okay? You have to work to make money for these children. I get it. But your first priority for these children, your very first priority is to be responsible for their safety, period. I don't care about anything else, okay, you got to say, because that is your main responsibility. Because that is how most children get kidnapped or trafficked or lost. Because the parents just let them run off at the park or at the grocery store or from to school. You guys are so trusting with your children that someone isn't capable. It is horrible. You know what's happening. And my thing is I never let my children walk from and to school ever. And I was talked about with the family, you know, oh, you're so paranoid. Oh, you're so, you know, oh my gosh, you can't let your kids walk for 5 minutes. I mean, it's only like a 5-minute walk. It's only like a 10-minute walk. I'm sure what's going to happen in 5 or 10 minutes. It only takes 1 minute. 2 minutes for someone to take your child. That is a very low number, okay? 1 to 2 minutes, that's all it takes. Seconds. Right now, as we're speaking, as I'm speaking on this podcast, as I'm telling you guys this, a child's being kidnapped right now and trafficked right now. And what I'm telling you guys is, be mindful of your children. Be mindful of your surroundings. Be mindful of who you're trusting with your children. It all starts with us. You understand? The protection and the, you know what I'm saying, and us being concerned and about our kids. It starts with us as parents. It starts with us. I'm very, very, very loving and cautious with my children. I feel like it's my duty to always take care of my children. I give my children things so that they can be very protected. You understand? And I just feel the need to tell you guys this because a lot of you don't even know. You're not monitoring who your kids are talking to on social media. You know, I have kids friending me. Children friending me on social media. And I'm thinking to myself, why are all these children friending me? I'm a grown adult. Like, I shouldn't, you know what I'm saying? What does a 10-year-old have to do with me? You see what I'm saying? And, you know, these children are friending people. And I'm like, where are the parents that should be monitoring these kids? Like, You see what I'm saying? I have teenagers following me. It's crazy. It's like, where are your parents? You know, I don't know. Kids should not be friending a grown adult is my concern. You know what I'm saying? Is what I'm saying. But regardless, it is that, like I said, if their parents were more aware of who they're friending and who they're talking to, you know what I'm saying? But obviously their parents aren't even aware. They're not monitoring their phones. They're not checking, why are you following this grown woman or grown man? I mean, really. It's crazy what's happening out here. I can't even fathom, you know what I'm saying? It's like, but I understand, you know what I'm saying? That parents are working their butts off. Stuff is very high priced, and you know what I'm saying? Things are just costing more and more money. It's hard to even, you know, live out here. Especially if you live in the state of California. Super expensive. But what I'm saying is, we have to pay attention. We have to pay attention to our children. We have to be concerned on where they are, what they're doing, and who they're doing it with. And we cannot just pretend like we don't care. Because we should be very, very aware of what's going on in our world. Because we, as people, you know what I'm saying, can do better. And so seeing, you know, this movie, The Sound of Freedom, and hearing about, you know, Carly Russell and everything that's happened, I mean, you know, and she's just one person, one woman. You know how many women have been kidnapped? You know how many young girls? I mean, we have to really pay attention to our daughters, our mothers, our sisters, our wives, our girlfriends, our kids. You know what I'm saying? We have to pay attention. And I'm telling you, this happened to me on several occasions, and I'm raising awareness because it's happened to me, and I have a personal story with these things. That's why I'm telling you guys. And trust me, I did not want to talk about this. I did not. I haven't been wanting to. I've been just really just debating, and God's been pulling on my heartstrings for it, that I need to share it. I need to talk about it. I need to tell people my story. Because I was one of those children. I was one of those people. I could have been one of those women that got taken by these people thinking they could follow me in the store. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. You can't even go shopping without somebody harassing you. But I'll tell you, you know what I'm saying? Right now, you know what I mean? People are plotting, you know what I'm saying? And saying, you know what I'm saying? Oh, maybe, you know, I could. No, I don't think so. Not with me, honey. Not with me. Not here. Not ever. I am not the one. But, you know, I tell people too, you know, at the same time, you know, we just have to take better care of our kids. We have to do better as, you know what I'm saying, parents, as guardians. You know, some of you are grandmothers and you're taking care of your grandchildren. Some of you are fathers, single fathers. And I know it's hard to go to work and deal with the kids and, you know, by yourself. You know, it's hard to be a single parent. It is hard. I know that. It's not easy. And a lot of people are probably going to say that to me. Like, Anna, you don't know what it's like to be a single mom or a divorced person, or, you know, you don't know what that's like. But I've been there. You know what I'm saying? For a year, I was there. I was a parent, a divorced, almost parent, almost single. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, I understand. But I used to, for me, I have no excuses because I'm a no excuse kind of person. So when people talk to me about stuff like that, I think to myself, it's excuses. Because if you really, really wanted to, you would. And you know what I'm saying? Because I remember going to work, and I worked, you know, sometimes 10-hour days. I worked overtime. I used to have a 30-minute lunch, an hour lunch, you know what I'm saying? So I used to go and pick up my kids from school, make sure that, you know, in the morning, if I couldn't take them to school, that, you know, my father or my, you know what I'm saying, my mother-in-law or somebody could go get them, go take them to school. I really had to make sure that my children were going to be taken care of, you know what I'm saying, at all times. And I used to go, and I remember, eat my lunch in my car while I'm picking them up from school and then go back to work. I didn't get a break. I didn't have time to myself. I know what it's like, you know what I'm saying, to have children and responsibilities and to be busy and to not have time. But you have to make time. You have to make an effort to try. Because if you don't, it could cost you your child. It could cost you your family. What for? Why would you want to put yourself in that position? You know, me and my husband were watching this movie. And this guy, you know, he just let the kids go off, you know, in their bikes. And yeah, they ride their bike every day. And, you know, they're going by themselves. And it was like, you know, in the afternoon. And I'm thinking to myself, he's so trusting to just let his kids run off without his supervision. And of course, they came up missing and he was devastated. Him and the mom were so upset, and come to find out that the mom sold them. You know what I'm saying? For money. And, you know, it just, to me, it's just like people do these things. It's an ugly world. But, you know, it could be beautiful at the same time, but it could be ugly too. It has its ugly moments, is what I'm saying. And I'm not trying to put fear into people. Please, this is not about a fear podcast, putting fear in people and trying to get them to be scared. No, I'm just telling you what's real. It's real life. It happens. It's real. It's not a game. It's not, you know what I'm saying, something. It's not a joke. It's not, you know what I mean? It's serious. And that's why I'm talking about it today on my podcast. And I know a lot of you are probably going to be mad about this podcast. You guys are probably going to say, Anna, I really don't want to hear it. I really don't want to know. And that's fine. You don't have to listen if you don't want to. But for you that are listening, for you that are paying attention, you know what I'm saying, just do better and make sure you're taking care of yourself too. Women, please be careful out here in this world. We're targets, you know what I'm saying? And I say that we because I've been targeted already a couple times. You know what I'm saying? I could have been one of these children and not been the voice, but I am the voice to these little children. And I just don't, it just bothers me. And I tell my husband all the time, it bothers me. Because how can you harm a child? How can you look at a child in the face and do these horrible things? How can people have a heart to do these things? Is my thing is, how are you so sick? And you know, it's like, I don't understand it. I can't even think about it. It gives me a headache just to even think about it. I can't wrap my head around it. I just can't. But I know that most child predators and most human traffickers, most people that do these things are very sick individuals because they've had this stuff done to them, or, you know, they've lived their life so corrupt their whole life. They don't know better. They don't care. You know, it's what a better word. You know, they don't care. You know, being a criminal and doing these things and being this way is because you know what I'm saying? You were brought up somehow. Something happened to you. Something snapped in you. But my thing is people don't understand that, you know, every crime, every act of malice, everything that we do in this life, everything we do comes back. Karma never forgets. There's debts owed to all those dead children. And what people don't understand is those debts will be paid. And so whatever, you know what I'm saying, I say this, and whatever you're thinking, I understand, you know what I'm saying. Some of you are not going to agree. Some of you are going to agree. Some of you are going to be angry about this. Some of you are not. But you know what I'm saying? I have a voice because it's personally happened to me. So please be more concerned. Please pay attention to your surroundings. And please take care of your children. And don't let them out of your sight. Love them hard. Okay? I love you guys. Go see that movie, The Sound of Freedom. It's going to change the way you think. And you're going to come back and you're going to say, wow, Anna was right. I love you guys. Take care and have a blessed rest of your week and the rest of your July.